We're continuing on Shu'urim on the Kavanos of Kaddish. We are on page, on the Kudus HaKesef, page 190. And in the PDF, we're on page what?
37.
Page 37 in the PDF. And today we're going to be discussing, last time we discussed the word Yisgadal, the Yisgadash, the first two words of Kaddish. Now we're going to discuss the Kavanos of Shmei, the third word in Kaddish. So the Kudus HaKesef says, it gives two-line introduction, and then goes straight into the Shah Kavonas on Dov Tez Zanim with Aleph. So here we go. V'nimshal b'limud Kavonas Shemei, bo anu mechavenim l'ham shech esabochim de'ibu de'ima, l'nai devak, de'shisha hecholos ha'tachtonim. Anikra Yaakov Orachel, which is number 10 in the chart, de'zah de'oysa oylem she'anu roitzim la'alois. So what are we saying? We're saying over here. Remember, this is a quick review. As we said, the way we're going to view this process of Kaddish is, very simply put, is a hamshocha of Abba to the Gar of Zah, and of Ima to the Vak of Zah. That's all it is. So we're going to view Zah into two parts, Gar and Vak. The Gar, again, is going to be getting the Shefa from Abba, and the Vak Shebo is receiving the Shefa from Ima. Is that easy enough? I think that is the summary of all of Kaddish. Now, obviously there's details in that. So what we're going to do, we're going to sub-split the Gar. But really what we're going to split the Gar into the Gar and a Vak. And then we're going to sub-split that Vak into a Nayin Chagat. And that's all in the Gar. And then when we move over to the Vak, where the Ashpa is going to come from Ima, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to split the Vak into a Gar and Vak, and then sub-split the Vak into a Nahi and Chagat. So it's just details, it's just a fact of getting used to this pivot of a thing. So what we have here is a very nice chart, as we've showed many times. And through that, if you look at number 10 on the chart, which maybe it would be kedai to look at right now, here we go. So this is the Vak. Here we go. This is the Vak of Zah. Let's just focus in over here. So in the Vak, the Zah was split into a Gar and a Vak, as we said. The Gar and the Vak. Okay, do you see that clear?
This is not here.
What? It's number 10. Look at number 10 on the chart. So we have the Shisha Hecholos. Okay, that's the Vak. So we have a Gar and a Vak. We're going to sub-split the Vak. We're going to look actually not into the Kachav or the Chagat, but rather the Nahi. Down here is where Shemei, when you say that word, that's a hint for the Shefa. That's the trigger for the Shefa to come down from Ima and to fill in that area of Zah called the Nahi of the Vak of Zah. Okay? That's simply said. Okay, so let's continue with the text over here. If we can get back into book, it would be great. Okay, so here we go. Because of a Rav, that means, because of a Rav, which is the Arizal, the Shah Kavonis, the Zilo Shoyim. Ve'achakachanu omrim shemei Rabba, says the Arizal. Pirosh, ki hine nisbar tzleinu. Right, because we know that the Shem Elokim, it can be split into two parts, Aleph Lamed Mem, and then the Yud and the He. Okay, so we're going to work the first three letters of Elokim, which is Aleph Lamed Mem. Because we know that the word Elokim denotes katnus, and therefore wherever there's katnus, you have to know there's a problem with the achiz of the chitzayim. Pirush ki shtei oitzes yud ke me elokim hem mitzkasim ve neilomim ve nisha elim min elokim. So look at that, it's beautiful. So there's aleph lamed hey and a ke yud mem. Those are the five letters of elokim. So the yud ke, which is shefa of the elokim, is being hidden. Elim, that's the last of the other three letters of Elokim, showing that the Shefa is being hidden and protected from the Chiza of the Chitzoyim. V'ze sot posog ne'elamti domia. I hid myself. Okay? Pirush ki ka'asher hi domia, Piyush Dom Ka. That's a Loma Shaotius Yudke Meshem Elokim Em Domimim. They're hidden, the lower, you know, the lower. Lowered out of the public eye. Bishbil Achitsonim. That in order the Chitsonim shouldn't get to them. Ve'em Isgalim Ve'az Ne'elamti V'Shem Elokim Nase Elem. So therefore the name of Elohim is reduced to Elim in order to hide the Yud K of that word, to hide the Shefa from the Chitzonis. Ubiprat data bigoloseinu, in the Golos that we're living in, the exile that we're living, Zeamar, which is very bitter and long, Shechoze Azal Ibchinus Katnus, that is as if we've done the Kavanos of Pesach, so we know this, that Zah converted himself to a matzav of Katnus as opposed to Gadlus. Therefore, we daven. She'elo amurim dekanto shehem shemoyz lekim yigdulu v'yit kaddishu. And that's part and parcel of Kaddish, because we're davening that the Shem Yisbarach should expand back Zah to his greatness once upon a time. Pirush ki kol b'chines kaddish hu b'moichim. Ve'inin ki ikra v'shor shamoach hu shnei shemoyz elokim yidgedu v'yid kaddishu. So we're davening in Kivyochel to say yisgadal v'yiskadash, means expand the names of Elohim to the full-fledged Shefa. Pirush ki kol b'chines kaddish hu b'moichim. We know that the Iker of Elohim is the middle letters, which is K and the Yud. Shehusod Chub Anika Yud K. You know this. The Sod of Chub, which is also Abba V'Ima, which is represented by the Yud and the K. So therefore, when the morchim go away, why should they go away? Because the chitzonim are trying to attack, trying to get that shefa. Therefore, the elam is only the only shefa which is left. Excuse me. Because yalzuru lavo shchosh amorchim anal sheem base oisus yudke min elokim as yitkadishu ki niyim shuch amorchim shchosham yidgedulu. So therefore, by vizi vezehu yidgal al kadosh. Since the Ari that this the aside of kadosh of the accompanying the two first words of kadosh is gadal, the zah should grow, and is kadosh, the morchim should come into it. ולפיש יש שתי מיני הגדולות בעניין זה, כמו שכוספתי לכמן, כמו שיכתבו לכמן. לכן ביר כי הגדולות והקדושה זו הוא, היא מלמטה למעלה. So it starts from lower, from the lower areas to the higher areas. כי that's why we start with the nai on the back, the back. כי הגדול הראשון היא באופן זה. So this is how it works. Ki adata hayu amorchim bebechinas elam. Everything was be'elam. In the lower, the minimal amount of shefa was going into zah. Va'ach gad nigdulu v'nasu bebechinas elokim elu she'adayim hi poshut bilti miloi. V'lachein v'lakach tzol hagdol shnis. So the first level of shefa which reaches zah is bebechinas. Poshut bilti milo. It's only the poshut. Elam. Lachen zol hagdol shnit. And therefore you need another level of Sheva, another phase of Sheva coming in. Vuhu, shit malu alokim ha'ele b'miluyem, anodaim shehem alokim b'miluy, yudim b'moach anikra chokma. Therefore the second level is not going to only be poshut, but it's going to be b'miluy as well. Elokim b'miluy ahin b'moach anikra bina, elokim b'miluy alafim b'moach anikra das. So you can have all the chokhma bina das coming in. V'hine tzoshia, latchim, v'mata lemala, v'hu shemin elam yaseh elokim. So what you start off is by, v'hu shemin elam, you're starting again with the base, the base type of shefa, which is Aleph Lamed Mem of Elohim. Then you're going to add that Yud K, it's going to make a double shalom. Vizu Masha Omrim Shemei Rabba. Shemei Rabba. Pirush, Yidgulu shemo shel za bimechnas mochem shelo v'yasu rabba v'gadol. Ome elam yelokim v'ze atzmo nirmaz b'milas shemei shem oisias shem yudke ki shem yudke asher b'toch elokim yeh rabba v'yidgadol yidgadash pe'ulas v'shchoshem. Beautiful. So let's go over this. Yidgadol yidgadash, increase your name. Shemei, that's Shem Yudke. That means take it from an Elim, Aleph Lamed Mem, to add on the Yud and the final and the Hey, making from Elim Elokim. That's proper Shem. That's proper Shefa. That's Shemei Rabba. Then your name will increase. It's beautiful in the words. Umevua Rav says in the Kunz Kesef Yatz is Pirushov here. Umevua Rav Shematzav Shezahu. בלי מורחים הוא בכנס אלם מלוקים ואחר שקיבל שמקבל המורחים דקאטוס נמשוך עם שתי אותיות יודקי לאלם למבן ונעשה שם אלוקים שולם ואחר גם נעשה זה הגדול השנייה והיא ששם אלוקים הפושב זמאלי ונעשה שם אלוקים מלא ביודים בעל אופי בהיהי we'll see that all the time in the סידור השש ורבים לשש זה הסידר בסידור הקודש שהמורחים דאיבו והמוכן דאיבו ויניקה דאיניקה הם גימו שמויס אלוקים פשוטים. So first we're going to see a level, the first phase of Shefa coming into Zah, which is the Poshut, okay? Which is going to be Aleph Lamed K Yud Mem, והמוכן דגדוס דאיניקה הם שני גימו שם אלוקים מלאים. Then you're going to find the second שלב coming in, אב אלוקים מלאים. And that is the Yudim הלופים והיים. כאשר נראה כל זה בהמשך, בעזרת השם, we'll see this inside. ואתה בבחינה, בטבע שמי אנו, עוסקים בהמשך, ממשך זמוך דאיבו דאימא, שהם כימו שמוע של אלוקים פשוטים, שקודם שינים שבו היא, היה זה בכנס אלם, מאלוקים, so זה was only א' למד מם. And then אימא now is projecting onto him, now, for the שפה, ואחר כך נמשכו נמנסי, הזה, שם אלוקים, שלם. וזה מה שקורא רב, בטבע שמי רבו, נאמר את השאלות יוד קי, שהמשכנו לאלם, דאלוקים ונעשה שם אלוקים שלם, ונגדל עזה, ונעשה רבה, וגודל עד יהיה הגדול הזו, נמוכים כתוב עצמו שלא היה במקודם שהיה בכנס אלם. וכאשר הרב אלוהו משם זל, בספרו צדק ושלם, סימן מן, סימן היי, מרבינו אברהם גגין זצר, ורבינו אגן שהיה שי, I think it was a Talmid Chavra. The Rabbeinu, the Divrei Shalom. Neched Rabbeinu Rashash. So let's get that straight. So Rav Eliyahu Mishon, who wrote a sefer called Tzedek V'Shalom, in Siman Hei, brings down the Shem Rabbeinu Avom Gagin, okay, which had a connection with, I'm not quite sure what these abbreviations, Ches Dalet Beis Nun. Would you know what that is? I'm not quite sure what that means. Maybe the Chosin, not quite sure. Some connection with the Divrei Shalom. So this Rav Avram Gagin, he asked the following question. The following question was as follows. Shekos of Eretz Chaim, that we see from Eretz Chaim, in Shach Abdal Perek Beis, Shemokim the Ibrahim Hem, Aleph Lamed Mem, Melokim. We know that when you're dealing with the premature stage of Ibrahim, and you're sending moichim, that means shefa, to that ibo, it always looks like lamed aleph lamed men. Va'amom de yinika hem shemos elokim. But when you move up to a higher level called yinika, then the shefa coming, you'll see it as lamed aleph lamed ke yud mem. Then you find elokim poshut. Ach ech kosev kan shamochim de ibo hem shemos elokim shlemi v'lo elo. So this what we're learning by in Shach Kavonis and Kaddish contradicts what we saw in Eretz Chaim in Shach Avdalit, because over there we're saying that Ibo only receives Aleph Lamed Mem, and over here we're saying that the Ibo is receiving Elohim Poshu. So we have to find out. So there's going to be two answers to this question. Here's the first one. Heishiva Rabbein Agan Sham. So he himself, he answered the question. Shelo Olam Morchim the Ibo Hem Aleph Lamed Mem Me'elokim. So that's true. Etz Chaim, Emes V'yatziv. Right? Every time you're dealing with the evil, you bring him Shefa, you'll always see it as Aleph Lamed Mem. Ra, kishabayim amom di yinika, when you bring in now a higher level called Yanika, Mizgalim Amokh the Yanika, the Ibo Shem Yud K Melukim. So what's gonna happen? You're gonna add now a Yud K. Remember before Shemei, you had two previous words, was Gadal Vizgadash. So what happened there? Nizgala Mokhm the Yinika the Ibo Shem Yud Ke Elokim. So you had a funny situation over here. You had a higher set of order of Sheva coming in before a lower set. Means when you say Nizgala Vizgadash, you were actually bringing the Yinika. And when you say Shemei, you bring the Ibo Chelik. So you bring in the Yinika before the Ibo. So the Yinika brought in the Yud Kei, and Anachanavi, the Ibo is bringing the Aleph Lamed Meh, but together it's going to make Elohim. So there's no contradiction whatsoever. L'damez al Kabbalas, v'lachim seder maram b'sidur kavonot, ha'mshachas mochim di Ibo, v'tev Shemei Rabba, Shemois Elohim Shleimim. L'damez al Kabbalas, v'ata etz gamma mochim di Yinika, di Ibo, so it doesn't mean that you're going to get every time you bring Sheva to Ibo, you're going to get Elohim Shalom. Not true. You only get Aleph Lamed Meh. But in our particular circumstance, what we're doing with Kaddish, you already brought the Yinika. You already brought the Yud Kei. So Yud Kei, Tzuzamen, with together the Aleph Lamed Meh. When you're doing that, that's why it's written as if you're receiving all the Elohim Toshot directly. That's the first Teretz. Second Teretz from the Shemen Sasa. The Shemen Sasa, the Sifu of Pesach and I, Daf Yudbeis, Reish Amud Aleph, Dibul Masa Vetam, Amma Bezev Miyashev, Sheacha Tikon, Shemois Amochim, the Ibu, Hem Elohim Shlevin. That he wants to say, the Acha Tikon, the Shemois Amochim, the Ibu, is Take Aleph Lamed, is Elohim Shlevin. Rak, Shebeis, Yistalkus Amochim, Acha Tfilam, Oh, belaila nas Hashem yud ke domem benista. V'lechein kashen nich nasim amochim yesh lecha mishumos elokim shlemim. So says Hashem Sason that this cloud that we find by Etz Chaim is only, for example, what's a cloud? The cloud is by Ibo. You only see the shefa aleph lamed mem. You with me? That is only particular case of, for example, you're doing kavanos by night time. Or you're doing kavanas where there's a siluk of moichim. For example, at the end of tefillah, the moichim are going, removing themselves. And that's why you only left with the aleph lamed mem by the evil. Mashiach, over here, you're making a tikkun. You're being mashpia, not mistalik. You're mashpia. When you mashpia, it's always Elohim shleim. So two completely different tevutim. But elu elu. Now, let's go into the siluk rashash. Let's see the halach lamaisa, the kavana for shmei. Says the rashash as follows. Yechav elam shir tzelem de nefesh. What's nefesh? Nefesh, that means, what's the term for that? We're talking about the nahi. The nefesh is nahi. The mogum, the ibo, the ima, remember, every time we're bringing down, since we're bringing down to the vakdaza, I told you the rule at the beginning, when you bring to the vakdaza, you're bringing shefa shel ima inside. She'em, shen, yud, kei. The kol shem elokim, mogum, the ima. Ima mochim the ibo the ima shem mochim the katnus gimel elokim. So you're going to bring the gimel elokim with tzuzame the yud kei. Where did the yud kei come from? We said it's ibo, it doesn't get yud kei. Teretz was again, like we said according to the Rav Mishon from Rav Gagin, that it was already brought down the yizgad of the gadash. Rak, and then he says that v'tzil naranchi the yud tzvilos the naim mochim shem gimel shemois elokim. Because of the davka yud ket melokim shem ikar amochim kedamrim meh. So it's a bit strange. So even though it's a bit shallow, it's a little bit strange of a meaning like this. Because since we're bringing mochim the yinika, you expect me to say that the ikar over here is aleph lamed meh, because the yud you originally brought it up from yidgad iskad al-gadash. But why is it the Rashash pointing out that you're now bringing down the yud kei? Because that's the ikar of the shem. I got that you brought it up beforehand. It's important to understand that. Now, because of Davka Yud Kei Melukim She Ikar Amorchim Kedamrin Le'erim V'hem Mshachem, where is it going to go to? It goes into the parts of Adnai Devak, like we showed you on the picture over here beforehand. Ha'inu L'Pas Adnai Devak She Shisha Yechol Osa Tachton Shem Yaakov Orachal Nika Vak D'Zah D'Asiya D'Zah D'Atzilus V'D'Asiya Tachton. Okay, so let's see the Kavon inside over in the picture. So let's see if we can get a picture over here for the oilam. to see. So in the sefer, it's actually on page 192, and in the PDF is on page, what page is it on?
38.
Okay. So on the PDF, I'm going to show the PDF now. So again, every time we look at these pictures, we'll look what's in gray. That's what's important over here. So I'm going to put my hand over here, and we're going to focus in. Excuse me. Technical difficulty. Okay, do you see that over here? So when you're going to say the word Shemei, what's the first thing we're going to say? So let's read out the Rashash to get the whole picture. Okay, so here we go. We're going to read the Rashash over here. Shemei. Yechav elam shir tzelem de nefesh, which is the nahi of who of the ima, as we'll see in a minute. The mochem the ibo, the ima, which is the shem yudkei. We explain why is it yudkei. We explain why it's yudkei because that's the ikah of the shem. They call shem elokim. Mochem the ima. So here we go. Here's the naranche, the ten spheres of the nahi of the ima. It's coming down over here. The nefesh. And you're going to find over here Elohim, three Elohims, Elohim, and the Yud Kei is the most important part of it. Okay, those are called the Mochel. So, and called Tzomah system, this is going to be the Oilos. This is going to be the Oilos from here to here, and this is going to be the Mochel. Where is it going to? Lipatzuf Nahi. Okay, so that is very clear in this diagram. Okay, so when you see this, that's going to click that this is what's happening over here. Okay, so let's continue over here. So, let's go to the next word, Shemei Rabba. It's a short one over here, on page 192. The Tevas Rabba melamdeinu le'el she'anu mechavu le'melaham shechas mochem de'ibo de'aba. Now, what's going to happen here? We're swapping over to Abba now. That means we're going to mehechal kodesh kodoshim, right? We're going to go mashpi onto the gav. Obviously, the night, the gav. The night, the vak. לפרץ of night back the hill of Kodesh Kodesh Hashem Nikra Alcha Bivinukva V'yasud Mispa 5. So if those who have the chart, look at number 5, you'll find exactly where we're moving into. The Zad Oitz or Oilam She'anu Oroitzim La'alois V'kavar Lamdeinu Le'er B'shak Vonus Tevis Shemei K'amorchem De'ibu Em Gimel Shemos Elokim Shutim V'chein Yiyikan. So the same thing will be over here. We're going to bring also three Elokim Pshutim. Amochem de'ibu de'aba yiyah gimel shemot Elokim Pshutim. V'gim shuchu le'nai de'vak de'hechal kodesh kodoshim. So let's see this on this picture over here. So when we're bringing in Zah, this is the hechal kodesh kodoshim. Okay, so this is all the gal de Zah we bring over here. All the way down here. What's going to be mashpi on the Zah? Abba's Nahi. By the way, that's where we're going to be in the Shefa. Okay, let's see the Siddur inside. The Siddur says, Yechav el hamshech tzelem de nefesh. The exact same thing he said. We're going to swap Abba to Ima. Sorry, from Ima, we're going to swap to Abba. So what we're going to read, the Mocha, the Ima, the Abba. You know what? While we're doing it, let's look at straight and start. So that's going to be on page 39 now. On page 39 over here in the gray. You have the gray over here? So let's take inside. Yechav le'amshach tzelem de nefesh, the mochem de'iba, the abba shem yudkei. Exact same story. The kol shem elokim, mochem de'aba, v'neranchi de'aba, v'neranchi de'nefesh de'aba, so therefore that's the neranchi. Then tzvils, those are the oilers over here. Sorry, let me go over here. Then tzvils. And then, obviously, the exact same thing that we saw a minute ago, by Shemei, the rabba is going to be three elokim. The parts of exactly the same. Except over here, you bring into Al Chapin, we look for Yasu Nika Zad, the Hera Kodesh Kodesh Rasiya, the Zad the Atzilus, the Zad the Tachtonis. Okay? So that is quite straightforward. So now let's move on now. Let's move on over here. Now, the question he's going to ask in a minute is why is it that we're doing it this way? We're bringing over here, we're bringing, first of all, the Yenika stage before the Ibo stage. And this is a very simple answer to this, because those who have done the Kavanos of Pesach, that we saw that since it was so much achizah by Pesach, so the gadlus had to come to blow away the chitzonim in order that the katnus can come in without a chashash that the chitzonim should be yoinim. Same thing over here, except that we don't have so much pachad of the chitzonim. Therefore, says the tzedek v'sholom, in Simon Hay, that all we need over here is just to bring them Yenika stage. We don't need Godless like a Pesach. All we need is the Yenika stage to blow away all the Chitzonim, and then the Ibo stage can come in. So that's why we're doing Yanika first, which is Shemei, and then Rabba is Abba, which is coming and bringing down to the Naidah. Okay, so let's continue here. So on page 194 in the book, which page are we up to in the PDF?
41, I suppose.
41. Right, just below the middle of the page. Kavanas Hamshachar is Amen. Now, we said this. We learned the Kavanas Iskadash, Iskadal, Iskadash, Shemei, Rabba. Now we're up to Amen. We're moving along. Kavanas Hamshachar is Amen. They call them Yehi Shemei Rabba, Amen Gimel. Actually, he's skipping over. He's not actually doing that Amen. He's the third Amen in Kaddish he's doing, and also he's doing the fifth Amen. So let's see. Amen de Akra and the Amrin and Ba'alma, which is the fifth. So we're doing the third Amen in third and fifth Amen of Kaddish. Lamdenu Le'il Sheshtei Amonim Shem Amen Yishmei Rabba Ve'Amen Akra de Amrin Ba'alma Shem Seder Amonim de Bekaddish Hema Amen de Gimel Amen de Gimel Shlish Nimshach Me'em Mochim de Gadlus de Yinika. So now we're going to bring Mochem the Godless and Mochem the Godless the Yinika. Now, Vorush be'Amen Yehishem Rabba Nimshachim be'Mochem the Godless the Ima the Yinika the Ima the Kachab lechaga the Vag the Shisha Yecholas, which is number 8. Ve'Amen Acher the Amren be'Alma Nimshachim be'Mochem the Godless the Yinika the Abba. So let's see that instead of the chart, just to make things clear. So we're going to look at number on the chart that we have. We're looking at number chart number 8 and number 3. Okay, so the Amen that he's referring to is right over here. So again, this is going to be the Vak of Zah. Let me focus in again. We're going to focus on the Vak de Zah. And in the Vak de Zah, we're going to focus particularly over here, number 8. Okay, which is, what is that? That's called the Kachav of the Chagat. That's when you say the third Amen. When you say the fifth Amen, what you're going to do, you're going to Mechaven to be Malidam Mokam. This is going to be the Gal de Zah. And in the Gal de Zah, we're also going to look at the Kachav of the Chagat, and that's going to be the fifth Amen. Okay? You got it on the chart? That's where you're going to be focused on, number 3 and number 8. Now, let's continue. Now he's bringing down a piece of the Shah Kavanas. Ve'ata nivaya ha'gdola shnis. Ve'omu amen yehi shemi rabba mevarech. Now. So. This is again. This is Kaddish number, the amen number 3 and 5. Ve'inyan hu, ki sod amen Begematria Tzadik Aleph. Amen. If you take the Gematria of Amen, which is going to be 51, Vohu Sod Shlosha Miluim Shem Yudke Shel Elokim Niska Be Yudim Dalafim Zehehim. And so if you take the Miluim of the Yudke, which is Yud Vavdal K Yud, and Yud Vavdal K Aleph, and Yud Vavdal K K, you come up to the same Gematria of 91, Kimienin Amen. So Amen has a rapport with Yud Kei and the Gimel Miluim. Velefi shisha otios the Miluim de Shem Elokim, Shem oisios Aleph Lamed Mem. Now we know already that the Miluim of Elokim, so the oisios of Miluim de Shem Elokim, Shem oisios Aleph Lamed Mem, Hem shavim be Miluim be Shlosha Shem ois Elokim, ve'ein shinoi b'neihem. Rag Mishne Oises Yud K Delokim Bivat Kiari Shon Ho Be Yudim Hashneini Be Alafim Hashlishi Be Hain Kineska Lachin Lachin Ein Ano Ramazin Rag Bimilo Ishte Otios Yud K Bilvat Kifi Hefresh Shabahem Vara Mispalim Shit Malu Atash Losha Mochin Delokim De Ima. Okay, so what does that mean? So he's going to explain very nicely. So then Nikul Zikes explains this piece in the Shah of Moses as follows. Naidu Shbi alnu le'el. We have already explained shbeis sheza ein lo mochim. In the time when there's no mochim, hu bechinas elim de elokim. So when the case when he's not receiving mochim, therefore he's going to be in a state of aleph lamed mem of elokim elim. וכשבאים המוחים דאיבו ויניקה לזה הוא נגדל ונמשוך עם שתי אותיות יוד קי דלוקים לאלף למד יוד אלף למד מת. So when there is now a thrust of שפה coming in בשעס איבו או בשעס יניקה, what's going to happen is that it's going to be added now a יוד קי. So again, he had Aleph Lamed Mem originally, plus Yud Kei spelled Elohim Shalom, and Elohim. Therefore, he says, Elam Shebo V'Nasi Shem Elohim Shalom. O Mevay Rav Kan, what's the Arizah telling us? Shebetevus Amen, what's happening in Amen exactly? Amen Yehi Shemei Rabba, Nasi Zagdol Nosefis V'Hi, we're going to have another Tosefis, because we said already Yizgada, Yizgada, Shemei Rabba, we had all that already. So what are we doing again? What are we doing again? So he answers, "Shegimul Shemos Elokim deKatnus Mismali Menase Gimul Shemos Elokim Meleim." So remember, in all those commandments that we saw, especially today, Shemei Rabba, were all Elokim Pshutim. But now, when we're saying Amen, we're giving a new surge of Shefa. It's going to make the Elokim Meleim. That's the difference. ומבאר רב כאן, ורבינו רשז זיהה ונח שלום לסידור מבאר, כי שבאים המוחם דאיבו, והמוחם דאיבו, ויניקה דייניקה לזה, אז הם גימו לנוקים פשוטים. אומנם שבאים מוחם דגלנוס דייניקה, when you bring the kacha of the chagadnar, שמועץ מוחם שלהם הגימו לנוקים מלאים, ועד בטבעס, אומן, יש שם רבה, אני מחבר להם שנעשה הגדול השנייה. ושלושה שמועס אלוקים מתמלאים, כי אתה נמשך למועל דגל דיניק דמאים דקח דחג דבג דשיש הלכות דזר דעשי דעצילס. So what's happening over here? But Amen, the Ima is going to introduce more Shefa, and therefore Zah is going to grow from Elohim Pshutim to Elohim Meleim. Okay, is that clear? Okay, so let's continue. Right. V'kvar mi'anu. So the Arizal says as follows. Kvar mi'anu. We've already explained. Ki gam Kigam Hamochem de Abba. So that all that was, we talked about Ima being Mashpia on the Kachav of the Chagat of the Vak de Zah. Now what about Abba? Abba is going to do the exact same thing on the Gal. Again, of the Kachav of the Chagat of the Vak of the Gal. Kavar Biyano, Kigam Hamochem de Abba Mismaleim Me'aleim. So we have the same thing happening, identical. Whatever we did with the Ima Shefa, we're going to do that with the Abba Shefa. Ve'ein tzarich la'azkirem gam hem. We don't even have to mention it. Ki kamaseinu haya gimol mochim de'ima. Ve'gam kamaseinu shtei pamim shlosha mochim de'abba meminus amen. Ve'ine zehu sod amen. This is the sod of amen. Ve'alidei ken yehe shemei rabba ve'yizgadal Hagdolashni, he's going to go a second time. Zah is going to go a second time. Zulat Mri Rishona. Vaz Yimtiku Motok Shnia Sheini Yosef Hu An Vize Atzmo Nimaz Vimilas Yehe Sheme Yehe Shu Ramez El Shlosha Shniim Sheyesh Beshlosha Shemos Yud Kei Hanitska Shemilo Yudim the Chokma with the Al the Hehim the Bina the Alafim Bedas. Vizu Yehe, so the word Yehe Sheme, the He, that means Yud Aleph, Yud He Aleph. What does it stand for? It stands for Kesidlan. This is the extra Milo you're adding, Milo the Yudim, Milo the Heim, Midwa the Alofim. So that is why Yehe stands for Yud He Aleph. Obir Echan Hu Inyan Yehe Aniska, V'Ava Shu Bishme Rabba. It's in Shmei Rabba, Pirush, B'Shem Yudkei Anizkel, Ki Shlosh Shemos Yudkei Yitzmale'u, Shlosh Lamilim Kisidran, Yud, Hey, and an Aleph. Ve'al Yidei Zeh Yeh Rabba. Again, it's more of a remez on Shmei Rabba, isn't it? Ve'gadol B'malat Acheret Yote G'dola Min HaRishon. It's going to be a further growth. And then it continues. Ve'anu chozrim loma ve'achrona ha'kav ches ve'amem beis שהוא עד מילס באלמה, ואז אנו אומרים פעם אחרי אמן. ולכן צריך להבין, להכין, לכוון, בואו בכין לסמוכם דאבא, גם כי על ידי מה שקורס באמן, מאמן יהיה שבא לאבא. וצריך לכוון גימו שמו יש י"ק, שיש בגימטרי שמו יש אלוקים, שיש גימו מוכם דאבא, יסמללו בגימו מלואים, יהודים הם דאלפים, שהם בכין אז בגימטרי אמן. והיינו, שכמו שבאמן גימו השלישי, נמשל המוקם דגד יניק דאים השם גימל שמועס אלוקים דמילים כן באמן אך אמן יהיה שמרה דאמרימן דאמירן באמה נמשל המוקם דגד יניק דאבה והם וגם הם גימל שמועס אלוקים מילים וככה דברק תהיך הקודש קודש נצטען נצטעשייה. So let me just summarize. We said a lot of words over here. Let me summarize very simply what we've done over here. And like we prefaced, we showed a picture, is that in the same way you're saying Amen Shlishi, you're bringing in the Kachav of the Chagat of the Vak, and that's the Shef of Ima coming in, you're doing the exact same thing by Abba when you're saying the Amen after Yehi Shemei Rabba. Okay? That's going to bring, that's right, that's going to bring in the Shef of the again, the Kachav of the Chabad of now of the Vak of the Gal. So, now let's look into the Siddur Hashash. We'll see the inside. We'll see it's much simpler than what we've been reading over here. It sounds a bit complicated, but it's actually very simple. V'nira, says the Hashash. Nira'ata et loshon kocho shel Siddur v'kavonas amen yehei shemei rabba in biur. V'tevas, says the Hashash as follows. V'tevas amen. So let's look at it inside, actually. It's going to be on page, if you don't mind turning. Here we go. So the PDF is going to be page 43. Here's page 43. And when you're dealing with the safe, it's actually on page 195. I'm going to try to zoom in over here, try to get a focus. Again, whatever's in gray. So he says as follows: Beitelos Amen. Let's read the introduction of the Rashash. Okay, this is the third Amen. Betevus Amen ze yichav le'am she gimol tzalme nachi deruach. What's nachi? Nachi is another word for chagat. Demochim degar dekatnu de'ima. Right, because we're dealing with the kachav of the chagat. The katnas de'ima. Vehem gimol elokim meleim dechochma meleim. We're going to have three different elokims over here. We're going to see in a minute. Which are right over here. Now one's going to be an elokim of chochma, one elokim of bina, one elokim of das. And one elokim, what's the difference between them? Because the chochma, he says, is yudim, is made elokim de yudim. The Bina is going to be Heim, and that's going to be Alofim, as we see in this picture over here. This is the Yudim, and the Heim, and the Alofim. Basically, what this just means is that the Hei, that's the only thing that changes, is the Hei of Elohim. The Hei is going to be either Hei Yud, or Hei Hei, or Hei Aleph. That's all it means. Okay? Where is it going to? Says the Rashash, very simply, the Kachav of the Chag, the exact same address where it's coming from, is going to go to. It's going to do the Kachav of the Chag, the Vag, the Ayin, the Chav of the Chag, the Shisha Yecholos, the Tachnod, the Shehu, Yaakov Rachel, see this over here, Yaakov Rachel. So again, this is going to be the Naranchi, and this is going to be the Shef of the Mochim. The Zande Asi, the Zande Atzilos, the Zande Takhra. Very good. And that's it. Very simply done. So, now what about the other? Let's go, let's continue weiter. Now let's continue on the fifth Amen. The fifth Amen. So he's adding a piece over here. The fifth Amen. Let's see where it's going to happen. Yeah. Okay, so that's one piece. That's one piece of the puzzle. One second, it looks very similar here. So Amen, that's number three. That's the exact same picture. I'm just trying to find out why 196 and 197 is why he duplicated that. Oh, no, no, it's different, because that's going to be, I think it's a mistake, it should be number 5. The Amrim Ba'alma, the Imru, it's a different Amrim. He wrote number 3. Oh, it's 3 the Abba, okay, I got it. Okay, so now let's work with this picture over here, which is on page 144. On page 44, or it's going to be on, in the book, it's going to be 197. So let's read the caption over here. So what does it say? Betevis Amen. Betevis Amen. Again, the only difference over here is going to be the exact same wording, but Abba is going to be coming in. Again, the same picture. Which is going to be Archam Pivanukva and of the Zadeh Tzidav Zadeh the Tachta. So here we got the exact same picture, except these are going to be Abba Shefa. But you wouldn't be able to tell unless the Shash would have told you. Okay? So now, those are the two Amens, and we've seen what they're bringing in. Okay. So now let's move on to page, in the same, we're going to be doing page, we're going to stop it for now, because we're running out of time. So in the safe, we're going to be up to page 198. And we'll see, we're going to continue on the Kavanas of the Mochem de Katnus when we start next time. Okay, good, we'll stop it here for now.